AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. A suspect is under arrest in Arizona after shots were fired around Phoenix and one person was killed.
It all started with an argument inside a room at a motel and spilled outside.
The rest of them appeared to be either carjacking attempts or home invasions or some types of robberies.
Detective Esteban Flores with the Mesa Police Department says several areas were under lockdown. Chief John Mesa says good old-fashioned police work led to the arrest.
Basically go door to door. Put our officers doing searches that putting themselves out there as they're looking for the suspect, and we're able to take him into custody.
A stun gun was used to detain the suspect. I'm Ed Donahue.
Japan has confirmed the deaths of three of its nationals in the attack on tourists in Tunisia. Prime Minister Abe strongly condemned the attack, saying terrorism cannot be tolerated under any circumstances. And the foreign ministry issued a travel advisory urging Japanese visitors to Tunisia to use full caution. AP correspondent Angela Charlton reports 21 people died in the attack against the Bardo Museum, including 17 tourists, two Tunisians, and two gunmen.
This is the first attack like this on a tourist site in several years in Tunisia, which is transitioning to democracy and has struggled to keep violence by Islamic extremists at bay.
First Lady Michelle Obama, on a visit to Tokyo, expressed her condolences. A study finds that a 2008 law restricting the opening of new standalone fast food restaurants in one of the poorest sections of Los Angeles did not curb obesity or improve diets.
There were no licenses for standalone fast food restaurants, but chains opened 17 new outlets in strip malls and food courts in South LA. The study found that almost half of the new food permits were for convenience stores that sell soda and junk food.
AP correspondent Ross Simpson. This is AP Radio News. A Miami waterfront mansion that once belonged to gangster Al Capone is getting restored to its Prohibition-era grandeur. The AP's Tony Winton reports.
The 90-year-old mansion has long been a popular spot for tourist boats to pause as they cruise Biscayne Bay. But for Deirdre Marie Capone, the opulent pool is where she has memories of her uncle.
So he threw me in, and he came over, picked me up, and he looked at me. I can still see him looking at me and throwing his head back and guffawing and laughing.
The mansion's new managers are keeping many of the building's historic touches. They hope to make it work as a location for high-end photo shoots. It cost $8 million to acquire, with almost $2 million to renovate. Tony Winton, Miami.
New York City's storied yellow cabs are taking a backseat to black cars. Uber cars, often black sedans that can be summoned with smartphone apps, now outnumber taxis by about 500. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.